I'm a teacher and I or educator, and I run a business that teaches people about permaculture, which is kind of, if people aren't familiar with what permaculture is, it's pretty simple. It's a shared goal between a bunch of people who want to try and create a permanent human culture to try to continue to live on this earth happily.
Sounds like a glorious thing to do. How does that translate into Monday to Friday in the life of Nick Ritter?
Oh, at the moment, it involves throwing mud at walls of a house, which I'm trying to finish. So this is a little cottage which we're trying to build with as small a footprint as possible, which is taking a lot longer than what we thought it would. I'd been interested in permaculture for maybe close to 20 years, but then in 2006, I finally got off my butt and went and did a short course with another teacher, and he inspired me. And after hearing these ideas, they just make so much sense. I'm actually an engineer from my background is engineering, and the thing that before I did that course, everything that was about a green lifestyle or about trying to be sustainable, it all felt a little bit fluffy and hippie and not quite for me. But after I did that course, it just sort of all clicked, and I realised, wait, this is all just really logical, practical, common sense, which unfortunately isn't that common. And I decided at that point that it was something that I could devote my life to. I mean, there's a real broad range of agricultural practice, certainly in the area, ranging from very, very conventional through to some pretty impressive stuff. Just north of Mudgee, we've got a guy called Cole Sice, who developed a system of growing grain sustainably, which is almost unheard of worldwide. Grain is one of the hardest things to produce in any sort of sustainable fashion, because normally we're talking about an annual crop and we're tilling the soil every year, and that leads to, or can lead to, significant soil erosion, plus the costs of the energy and the like that go into it. And Cole has developed an incredible way of managing pasture, so managing grazing animals, in order to sow his winter wheat or barley or oats directly into that pasture, and then that oats or wheat, that grain crop, beats the pasture up in springtime, and he can still harvest the grain off the top and then bring his animals in.
Good
and
Lord.
Graze it. Yeah, so he's got incredible advances. I mean, this is worldwide significant. If you are free with your ideas and you are generous and you don't hold back, then people respect that, and then they come to you and you become the centre person of that new idea. And that's what I encourage anybody to do, who, especially in the world of sort of sustainability. I mean, we're not going to become sustainable by selling new products. And intellectual property and control of ideas is usually around physical products. And I don't think physical products are ever going to save us.
Right.